Given by Dr. Zakari. Dr. Zakari is professor of sociology, graduate faculty, and an adjunct professor at the National Center for Bioethics and Research in Healthcare at Tuskegee University. His current research foci include community economic development strategies, rural poverty, foods insecurity in Alabama's Black Belt, conspiracy theories about HIV/AIDS in the rural South, health disparities in the Black Belt counties of Alabama, and rebuilding lives after Hurricane Katrina. He was speaking to us today about food insecurity among HIV-infected women, on antiretroviral treatment in Alabama's Black Belt.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Which one do I use? Okay, I have no relationship to disclose. So we examine the prevalence and factors associated with food insecurity in a cohort of HIV-infected women who are attending two clinics in Alabama. In Alabama, within the Black Belt region, we have two clinics that are specifically designated for HIV-infected people. That's where they go for treatment. And this is the region. This is the study region. As you can see, it's labeled as Alabama's third world. That's how poor this region is. The region in DAC, those are the counties that a lot of these HIV-positive people came from, and they attend these clinics. So we're talking about poor women to begin with. So the survey was conducted using a structured questionnaire among 295 HIV-infected women on antiretroviral treatment attending two HIV clinics, like I said. The clinic provides medical and social support services for HIV-positive persons in Alabama. So we work with the staff of the clinic to help us administer the survey because of confidentiality. And what we did, we gave them $15 Walmart coupon, food coupon for their time. That helped. When we went there the first time, the response rate was very, very low. And then we found out, after one-on-one interview, we found out why. And then when we gave them the coupon, the incentive makes a big difference. So what is food insecurity? Food insecurity is defined as being uncertain of having or unable to acquire enough food to meet the needs of all their household members because they have insufficient money or other resources for food. So we're talking of not being able to buy food or acquire food because of financial limitation. And that is based on Mark Nord and his associates' work in 2005. And they used that in 2010, too. So in the United States, the current level of food insecurity is about 14.5% based on 2010 data. Okay, so we measure it using the United States Department of Agriculture Household Food Security Questionnaire. We use regression analysis to determine independent predictors of food insecurity after classifying food insecure and those who are food secure and those who are not food insecure. So the first analysis is to classify the two groups. As you can see, a lot of the patients are food insecure. About 51% are food insecure. That means they have financial trouble getting food. And you can imagine being HIV positive with a lot of the drug regimens that they take, and then they don't have enough food. We found out after interviewing them that it's causing a lot of trouble. Some of them are not taking the medication like they should because they can't take it on empty stomach. So main finding motivated indicated that women who are less educated, low income, they are on food stamp, and have high depressive symptoms where they're most likely to be food insecure. Okay, so as you can see, these are big problems. Less education, poor income, they are receiving food assistance, and they are being depressed. Wasn't a surprise to me. Based on their situation, the condition being HIV positive, and the situation they are in the environment where they live, the condition they live in. Okay? So food insecurity is prevalent among HIV-infected women on antiretroviral treatment in Alabama's Black Belt. The occurrence of food insecurity is more than three times higher in this group than in the general U.S. population, which is 14.5%. in 2010. So that is telling us we have a lot of problems at hand in this rural area in Alabama. The results suggest that screening for food insecurity and mental health should be critical components of HIV prevention and treatment in this area. HIV-infected women may be in need of psychological counseling in addition to increased access to optimal nutrition. Appropriate programs and policies should be developed to address food insecurity among women living with HIV/AIDS. So what we are seeing here, this is a poor area to begin with, and we're seeing that they are HIV positive, and we're seeing all these factors that are coming together. Being depressed shouldn't be surprising to us. So they need help. Beyond being HIV positive, they have food problems. And we're saying this is a lot of problem that needs to be, programs need to be put in place to deal with food insecurity among these women. A lot of them are women heading their household, and that is a lot of burden to them. So it's a small sample, very simple analysis here, but we're trying to include, enlarge the sample up to 1,000 and do more face-to-face interview with them to see what we can come up with. So it's a beginning analysis. Questions? Two of them, the few that I interviewed face-to-face after the survey, a lot of them are not taking their medication. They're not adhering like they should because of hunger. You know, they say because a lot of the medication upset their stomach, and then they don't have enough food to eat. They were not taking them. And then, like you said, another thing is being preoccupied with food insecure causes a lot of other problems in the household, especially among the children. Yes?
I may be wrong, but aren't there medications paid for, or are they paying for their medications?
Some of them have to come up with out-of-pocket expenses. Oh. The medication being paid for depends on your income. Okay? So those who can't afford, they will be provided for. But because of that, we have a lot of people on the waiting list to get to this clinic now.
So some of them are competing, paying for their medicine and paying for food.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, just to follow up on that question, in Alabama, the Medicaid eligibility is one of the lowest in the nation. It's 11% of the federal poverty level. So if you're, which comes out to something like $149 a month,
yeah,
for a family of four if mm-hmm. you're unemployed. Mm-hmm. So if you're making $200 a month, you know, as a family of four being unemployed, you will not be eligible for Medicaid in Alabama. So it's a combination of a lot of policies that are exacerbating the food insecurity issue. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them